All right. So how are you guys today?
Okay. Well, yeah, we're pretty good.
Out of breath.
All right. Introduce yourself with your grade, name, and pronouns.
Hello. My name is Aiden Stewart. I am a senior, and I go by they, them.
Hi, I'm Jack Lesh. I'm a freshman, and I go by he, him.
Hi, I'm Kendra. I'm a junior and go by she, they.
Hi, I'm Leigh Mark Canales, and I'm a sophomore, and I go by any and all pronouns.
Woohoo!
All right, so how do you guys feel about finishing this school year?
I'm pretty excited because it's been a really good school year for me.
And I want to go back to bed.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss seeing my friends every day, but I really, really do not want to do schoolwork anymore.
Like, I just want to sit at home and watch TV.
That
like,
is so true.
I can't wait to sleep in.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Sleeping until 5 every day.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah, it's a. I have a bit of a kind of bittersweet feeling because I've spent 4 years here. And as excited as I am to move on, I'm going to miss all of the friends and teachers.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you be a senior?
How dare you leave us?
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
It's not my fault.
All right. What was your favorite memory / accomplishment from this year?
Yeah, so for me, I struggled with a lot, and I came into this school, like, and this is a new school for me this semester, and so I just kind of had to jump in and, like, meet new people, and so I guess meeting new people, making new friends was a huge accomplishment for me. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm accomplished, like, I got to do a lot of shows this year, which is really nice, and I got to be in intensified theater, and I got to be, like, a leadership position in theater, which is fun.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very proud of, like, myself, because I struggled a lot with self-worth, and I'm getting better at that, so I'm proud of myself for that.
Yay!
Yes, you should.
Alrighty.
I played a squirrel in a musical.
Yeah!
My favorite band, so I have 20 Woo! Points in my freshman year.
Wonderful.
Yay!
Wonderful. I wouldn't say this is necessarily an accomplishment, but my best memory, I think, are the two proms that I went to, mm-hmm. the one here and the one at my boyfriend's school, because the one I went here, it was just me and a bunch of friends, and I really realize how much I appreciate that friend group, and I feel I appreciate them and love them, and they're wonderful.
I saw the pictures, they were really cute.
Aww.
Alright, we will do the senior first with this. What advice would you give to people heading into the grade you're currently in? So, like, what advice would you give to all of these people?
There's going to be a lot of emotions. It's gonna be a lot, but it's going to be great, I think. I think senior year you kind of make a lot of realizations about what you value, and who you want to hang on to. Go into it with an open mind and allow yourself to have as many new experiences as you can, because it's going to be the last time you get to do it here before you move on to wherever you go. You know, there's just going to be a lot of new stuff and a lot of realizations, and just prepare for emotions.
Oh yeah. All right, what advice would you give to Lamar heading into the grade you're currently in?
I would say keep being yourself, like, because, like, that's how you make friends, and that's how I survived junior year, just being myself and having confidence. Don't be afraid to speak what's on your mind. Like, in class, have a question, raise your hand, ask the question, don't care about anyone else. That's my advice.
All right, what advice would you give to Jack heading into the grade that you're currently in?
Jack, freshman year was a breeze. Believe me when I tell you this, I was so not ready for sophomore year. Like, I came in here, I was so happy, like, bright point of view always, and then I had at least 2 mental breakdowns a week. It is so much harder than you think it's gonna be, but you know what? That's okay. Because after every mental breakdown, you get better. You realize a few things. And something I realized is that feelings change. It's not the end of the world if you, like, lose a friend or something. If you, like, dedicate yourself, you will find the correct people. And those people will come back to you. Like, it's okay to not be okay. And your friends.
friends that are trying to help you, let them help you.
Please, don't be a stubborn little one. You're like, no!
No, yeah.
No, please, let them help you. I promise it'll get better. It will. Like, look on the bright side.
I'm not very worried about it.
You're a happy little freshman. You have your own little world. I'm a happy freshman.
I wouldn't say happy.
Just make sure you carry all your good qualities with you into sophomore year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Yes.
Please. I do love myself. I'm awesome.
As you should. Let's go.
Do you have any specific plans for celebrating the school year coming to an end?
Sleep.
I was going to say sleep.
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 Getting a job.
Woohoo!
I'm making a cake with Liz for both of our 2 years clean.
Oh, congrats.
We're actually 1 year clean, I think. I forgot.
Good job.
Overall, what were your feelings about this school year?
It was a fun ride.
Yeah. It wasn't as big of a night. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's okay. Like, I realized a lot of things this year. And I've definitely grown more aware of the world and of myself, which is really nice. But I'm very, like, proud of myself for not letting it change me as much as it should, as much as it could. So I'm still standing.
Take that, world.
Yeah! It was really hard at first, but, like, I just kind of coasted through and everything ended up being okay.
I thought it would be a nightmare and it was not.
I love my freshman year. It was really fun.
It was a journey.
It was a huge roller coaster throughout the year. I don't know if it's as big a roller coaster or equal to junior year, but it was an absolute mess. And overall, I'd say it was good, but the best I could say it was a crazy roller coaster of emotions and stress and craziness. Okay, the final question. What are you looking forward to in the future or in the next school year?
There's not really much to look for me because I decided that next year was not going to be fun for me because I need to get all the credits I need to get instead of messing around because I have way too many fine arts credits right now.
Junior year is crazy for me.
Yeah. Like, I've heard that freshman year is easy, sophomore year is mentally hard, but then junior year is academically hard. Mm-hmm. And I'm like ready, like bring it on, come to me. And I'm really, really looking forward to getting to do Renaissance Fair again. I'm looking forward to like getting a job and learning how to drive.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. And also meeting the new freshmen. Like, I underestimated how much I would love freshmen.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody is like, oh, freshmen, boo. Some of them are really mean and immature. But then you meet the really nice ones, mm-hmm. and it's like a brush of fresh air. Fresh air. I cannot speak. Fresh air. And it's like, oh, you're mine now.
You do kind of adopt them as your children.
Yeah.
I've been claimed by, like, 5 seniors.
I guess I'm looking forward to Ren Faire and just being a senior and our next show, which I'm really excited to help out with because just the Percy Jackson was amazing for me. Good experience.
So much fun. Probably theater. I don't really like school that much. I only come here because I need to come here for theater after school. So.
I'm looking forward to just starting another section of my life. I'm going to be in a completely different town with completely different people, mm-hmm. pursuing a degree, and I'm just kind of excited to start that and just get out of the house and explore.